Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? I'm waiting for you on this phone. Have you done with the hard drive?
The hard drive? No.
This was an
image. You got the backdrop on?
It's on, no, it's on the hard drive.
Oh, well, you didn't backdrop. I ain't transferring nothing to the hard drive. And that ain't my job, that's your job. I'm helping you out.
Oh, you helping me out?
Mm-hmm.
You got this music happening?
Huh?
This music happening?
Your attitude has just been amazing to you lately. I actually feel bad about what's coming. I feel sorry for what's coming from you, man.
Yes, sir.
No, I need to stand my behind up so I look smaller.
Yeah,
I think we stand up.
I think
you can stand up long, though. You ain't gonna do it for night long.
Come on. Show, but I'm just going to say something
Bishop Jackson. And I'm telling you, I am expecting great things to happen on this live broadcast on tonight. And listen, whatever you're seeking God for, I believe God has an answer in store for you. I believe God has miracles in store for you. So all you have to do is trust and believe, and God is going to speak into your situation on tonight.
Well, prophet, listen to me. We saw so many miracles in this church on Sunday. And having your ministry in this house has been a tremendous blessing. And we're going to talk about the things that happened for the teaching and the weekend simply amazing. We saw God do some incredible things, miracle signs and wonders. And we had the prophetess, apostle, Sharon Edmonds with us. And we saw that woman of God come through here like a mic truck in the Holy Ghost. And she did some awesome things. We saw blinded eyes open. People with that couldn't barely have a low movement heal. I didn't get the clip. I thought we were going to get the clip of Lady Vicky, my wife, and she got it. I don't have to share with y'all.
Yes.
Yeah. Vicky bust a shout. She bust a shout on him. And God did some awesome things in this church amongst the members. Faith, I think, went to another level. You know, we are a hospital church, so we got to be a place to be there that signs and wonders and miracles. I love how she said a miracle to say to keep the doctor away.
Yeah.
She said a miracle. And it was a blessing yesterday in prison. Now, some of you got a chance to get to the meeting and you were in some of the service. And if you were, I know you were genuinely blessed by the woman of God. So let's talk about the miracle hand of God. We're going to talk about Sunday the message. Let's talk about miracles. And, and maybe when we get back, we'll switch to the middle. The backdrop I want.
Okay.
If you work on one that got the pictures of the pastors and everybody in the background, you got another. Maybe in the middle of that, switch to the message, we'll switch out. But Noah's like editor.
Yeah.
He's working with one.
Yeah.
So we're believing God for miracle signs. I found man just found the walk in.
Oh wow,
yeah.
I was
he came in trying to get it. So we're so thankful. So while we're streaming, we're so glad that I gotta tell everybody you're late. You lift up my we got security right tight work. You don't
want to
really
want nobody to hurt you.
But let me talk to the prophet here today. And we did a prophetic word in this way. So prophet, we invite some people on, and we got a telephone line. Did you share the number on your thing tonight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, That's good. Now let me do a group. How you? I share a group or something. I'm gonna show y'all come on in. So y'all come on in. We won't have it. We got a fun something. We got 5 minutes. So I gotta come on in here and come up with it and be with us. So we're waiting. Let me start pitching on to people.
And yes, and while you all are coming on, please share and invite someone. If you know someone that is in need of a healing and they need a word from the Lord, please invite them to come in. I'm telling you, God is going to speak to you directly to your situation. Or if you know someone that you can't even get in contact with them, you can stand in proxy for them. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you, please swipe, share, and invite. Tag someone into this, because I'm telling you, the Lord is going to speak directly to your need. Whatever you're going through, whatever is taking place in your life, I believe God on tonight that the horse and the rider would be overthrown.
I like that prophetic talk. I love it. I got to get over that prophetic. He said, the first one was just swipe by. I messed up.
theology, but y'all got that prophetic.
I love it. I need to start hanging with John Eckhart and that woman, Pastor Pierce again. What's the price? Paul on again. And so we're doing some stuff with Paul. But I need to start hanging with him so I get that prophetic link. Because, you know, in medicine, with doctors, they got their own language.
Yes. Yeah.
Every walk of life has their own language. So we were preaching. On Sunday, you know, we saw, we were dealing with him on Sunday. I don't know if he has a clip of that message that he did. I just want to see that clip. So he has a total no, so that must mean it's a yes. Can we go into that clip, man?
Should I hold
on
whatever?
On that?
No, that's how I actually.
I know. I
We don't believe that God is a healer. We just don't believe that we're the one that's going to get healed. Jesus began to minister in his boat. The scripture says that he's going to press on.
Well, bless the name of the Lord. Bless it. Yeah, prophet. So glad to have you back with us. So we've been talking, we were talking about in the message about
God's music. And oftentimes, believe in God, and can God trust you? Talking about the man and what he did with him. God causes you to minister to people when you need ministry in your life. How do you deal with that? When you need to be ministered to, my God, when you need somebody to speak into your life, it looks like God will place a demand upon your life. How do we deal with that process?
Well, first thing that I have discovered in these years of ministry that we should not, as leaders, should never talk down, meaning that you should not pull yourself out to your lay members. You need to find someone that is able to listen to what you have, listen to what you're saying, and you be able to dump on them. So where you be able to release what you're going through, because the sheep can't handle what you're going through. You see what I'm saying? And so we've got to get to the place as leaders that we can't dump everything on our armor bearers. We can't dump everything on even on our ministers. Find someone outside of the circle of the church. Okay, maybe it could be your spiritual father or your spiritual mother. Someone that you can go to and say, hey, I need to talk because at this point in my life, I'm tired. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I just can't do this no more. You know, everybody's tripping, but you cannot go to someone, and I don't want to use the word lower, but you can't go to someone that does not have the same spiritual aspect that you have, or the spiritual knowledge that you have. You have to go to someone that is able to understand and won't be biased.
Now, so often many pastors, preachers, prophets live such a longer life that they have no relationships outside of their even the church.
Mm.
So what do they do then?
Again, it's about connection. We teach the people, and we get in the pulpit, we always say, you have to connect, you have to connect. You're not relatable or frameable, if that's a word. You have to be able to have some type of friend. What I want to say this is, come out of your cave. Come out of your hiding, because there's somebody that's going through what you're going through, and they know how to get you out. And so you can't be embarrassed, you cannot be ashamed, because you are before the people. And so you feel like, if I say this, they're not going to look at me the same. And again, that's why I go back. You cannot talk to the person that's down to you. And I still don't use that word down, but I hope everybody's grasping what I'm saying. You can't talk to the lay members the same way you can talk to your pastor friend.
So what do you recommend? Covering the mentor?
Oh, yes. Covering is very, very important. If you're a pastor, you're a young minister, especially the young millennials, if you are someone who do not have a covering, you would not make it in this walk in the kingdom. Okay? Because you have to have to connect with people. Listen, as a prophet of God, I would love to stay in the cave. I would love to stay in the hiding. And I have done that. And guess what? It calls me to be seen. It calls me to hold stuff inside of me that I was not able to get out. Now, one thing I do recommend, I hope I'm not going too far, is that you have to seek counsel. Okay? And there's two counsels that you can see. There are therapists out there that you can sit down and talk to, and then there's your pastor. But I think the problem is because of some of our culture says we shouldn't go and speak to a therapist. We shouldn't go and speak to someone that's not in the Word. But listen, He gave us physicians. He gave us doctors that we can go and speak to. And so you can sit on that couch and talk to them and pour your heart out to them. But that's going to be somebody who's not going to be biased. Then after you do that, you get connected to the right pastor. That's why he said, I will give you pastors after God's own heart.
And so when you connect with somebody, you will automatically know that this person is a person I need to be talking to. This is the person that can speak into my life. This is the person that I can dump onto.
So one of the things that you're recommending is covering.
Yes.
And having something that you can be accountable with.
Yes.
What are some of the things we can start to think pastors are afraid to have covering their productions?
I believe because the first thing is that they think that someone's going to come in to their ministry and change how their ministry is being ran. And then they may be afraid of someone to come in to talk to the congregation. And then they think that they're going to lose their members and that person's going to go somewhere else or this or that. But if the sheep is called to your pasture, they won't go nowhere.
So what do you think happens when pastors are working? I mean, the prophet, man of God, he would be either sitting down and devoting, should be allowed them to continue to minister the woman earth and going forward in the pastor time. What do you think about their time?
It is depending on the circumstances. It all depends on the situation. I believe that we do need a time to sit back and reflect. I do believe that it's a time that we should be healed. But I also do believe, too, that you should be able to minister in the midst of you going through. Because ministry never stops. Ministry never stops. And so, I mean, looking at myself, I can remember going through. That is your greatest ministry.
So, church hurt is real.
I don't believe church hurt is real. I believe that the church did not hurt you, but the people did. And I know that sounds like a cliche, because everybody say that. But you have to look at the spirit, the small s of the person. Because if you start allowing that spirit to take control of you, then your flesh, you will be hurt. But you've got to get to the place in God where you want to say, you know what? It's not them. It is the spirit inside of them that the enemy is using. So I don't believe church hurt is real. I think it's just a word that people use because we are the church. So it's just that fleshly inside of us, that flesh inside of us that is hurting. That's what I believe. It's the flesh inside of us that is hurting. And so we have to stop using that as a come out. Because if you get hurt and you decide that you're going to leave the church, what you're going to do? You're going to end up leaving, going to another church, and you're going to take that hurt on to another church.
Okay, so... So when they're broken and they've been through traumatic experiences, I think, you know, look at this. I think we're always dealing with the parishioners that are hurt. But we never deal with family pastors that are hurt, rejected.
Yes.
We never deal with the first family. The wife that is sacrificed in. To be ministry, to help her husband follow the vision of God. And then people do not respond in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pastor is one of the most talkative.
No hope, that feels like. Miracles are perfect. perfected in that place.
Yes.
It's the backside of the mountain where we learn to know God.
Mm-hmm.
It's that alienation place. It's when he places a demand and I let it. And let resource maximize transformation. The boy was a little fish. He called on his limited resources. Now, watch this. For himself, it was more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people, it was not nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
He calls on, watch this, limited resources that are limited for other people, but enough for us to maintain us. And he places the man on what maintains us. And that can be frustrating when that is not appreciated. What I love about God is I'm talking to someone out there, and the sign of God is rich on your life. God has been dealing with you in some areas. You know that ministry is in your bones. You know that the assignment that God has is all over your life. But you're confronting nation.
Mm.
You're trying to figure out, God, if you call me, why am I suffering? If you want to use me, why do you have to take me through so many steps? But listen to me. The perfection of your praise is developed in the infernal of your testing. It is the testing period where the galvanized experience of God. Listen to me. Don't give me anybody that don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
One of my challenges, people ask me, they say, what took you so long to get married? And let me be transparent. I wish before I met Lady Vicky, I had wished that I had gotten married when I was broken than a joke, when I didn't have any money. You say, well, why is that? Because it was hard to tell the motive of an individual when you reach the point of success.
Mm-hmm.
When cars, planes, things, possession, houses, schools, churches, all those kind of things came along the line. You didn't know if they was just here because they wanted to be first lady or they wanted to inherit what they think is a empire, which, you know, what it's cracked up to be is a bunch of bills. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They see the glamour. God allows you to share some of the glitz, but the truth of the matter is a lot of work behind the scenes. I used to thirst for someone that would legitimately suffer with me, that would love me through the suffering. When suitors came, I didn't know their motive. Now, that Vicky is a ride or die chick now.
Mm-hmm.
But those that came before, I really didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrestled with telling what is legitimate. Do you understand the infernal of your sacrifice and your suffering? It is where your praise is perfected, but your agenda is pronounced.
Mm.
It's where God knows that you have a legitimate, watch this, Jesse Jackson word, stick-to-itiveness, made up word, where God knows that there is stability and that he can trust you with this work called ministry, with the love of his heart. That has not been tested, you don't know if it's legitimate. Some of you are in the testing period where God is testing you. He's testing what's inside you. Child of God, think it not strange when God is perfecting what he placed in your life. He's testing it. Listen to me. Gold is tried by the fire. Diamond has, how you know it's good is that it can cut glass. God is perfecting that. He's sharpening the sickle in your life that you may cut corn, that you may cut wheat the way it needs to be cut. And others of us that are going through that process sometimes find it difficult to understand what's going on. But you've got to understand, but listen to me, he places a demand on you for the level that he's taking you. I oftentimes say these words, the bigger the building, the bigger, watch this, the bigger the foundation. That means that there's more time spent in the ground, watch this, than building the monument. I remember when I was watching a major building being built, and I would go preach back and forth in Houston, and I would get there, and I was like, God, it's taking them forever. And what was happening is they were working in the ground. And they said, well, it'll be up by such and such. I said, it can't be up by such and such. because look how long it's taken them to build it. But literally, so I was walking around downtown, had a really nice condo that there, and so what he told me, I asked one of the guys, he was one of the engineers on the project, he had a pad and some papers and giving orders. I said, well, who are you? You know, you're just doing being my own nose himself. I said, well, who are you? He said, I'm the project engineer. I said, well, what's taking so long for this building to go up? He said, are you associated with this project? I said, well, my daddy owns all of downtown.
True.
I was in Texas. I could say he owns a cattle of a thousand hills.
Come on.
So he says, he said, and he said, I said, God is my father. I let him know my intentions. He said, what you got to understand is that when you're building buildings like this, we have to secure the foundation so it can secure the building. So we spend almost as much time in the foundation, the levels of steel and concrete that's put in it, so that when the building comes on, it's able to stand. Many of you are struggling because the concrete, the steel foundational pieces that God is galvanizing in your life is most uncomfortable. But trust me, if he takes a short time in that process, the building that he builds can never be a skyscraper. So you gotta ask yourself, you can take it easy now, but you'll never grow to the heights that you need. The old saints used to say that he takes us deeper depths and higher heights.
Mm-hmm.
Them old mothers understood what it meant to have death in God, that he took you in deep inside of him, because the deeper you were, the stronger you were when storms came.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is forging in us. And that level of spirituality is where the church, and some of us are at that point now, where God is building our foundation. He's laying infrastructure, and it doesn't feel good. It never feels good when God is laying foundation. He has to lay borders. Watch this. He has to lay borders, barriers around. The concrete can't go too far. He has to solidify and compact the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He has to lay edges and pour. And there's a pouring sequence in our lives that God is allowing to happen. Now realize, he's only doing that so that we can sustain what God has ordained for our lives. Sustaining and ordaining, these are words that sometimes we take in interchangeable. Mm-hmm. But there must be, if you're truly ordained, there must be a point where God has to build substance in you, foundation to carry the level of oil that he has on your life. Now, prophet, we saw so many miracles.
Yes.
So many miracles. And I want to show the people some of the miracles, and then I want to let you free to be able to pray with some people and believe God with you. Brother Noah, Brother Blaze, can y'all give me some of those miracles? Can you put them on the screen? Now, please, as they get ready to go, forgive the quality, because it's recorded in HD, buffered it down, boosted it down, just so that we can do a quick clip. So let's go in.
That restoration that you see, I believe she's going to see even more from what she's been seeing. You got a light to cry. Did you know what she said? She's gone from doctor to doctor. She even went to South Africa to different ministries and looking for someone that could help her mother see again. And this is the first ministry that she's come to that her mom darkness left. She saw light, and then she began to see the images in front of her. I could see movement in front of her face.
If this camera not on,
somebody ought to get
over
there. She's under the power of God. Somebody pick her up. Be careful.
Yeah, that ain't drum. That garbage can sound, don't you?
What happened to her? Okay. She's dropped. You gotta hold her. Oh. Open your eyes, man. Look at me. What are you seeing now? She said, oh, my Lord. Right back out. I want to hold her hand and everything. Okay. What's going on? What's going on, man? What are you seeing? Talk to me. What are you seeing? You see somebody moving. It's me, my hand. You can see my hand moving. You do? Huh? You can see me. You can see my hand. Oh, my God. Somebody glorify.
How you know that?
Glorify God. No. They're glorifying God with their mouth. Hold up. Don't stop the process. Shita, I told you it's going to get better and better. Ma'am, hey, look at me. Hey, look. Excuse me. Can I talk to you for a minute? Look at me. What do you see now? Huh? What do you see taking place now? What's going on? What are you looking at? Don't be afraid to say, I know you freaked out because it's been 5 years. But what are you seeing? Huh? Seeing? What are you seeing? Can you see? You saw me move. Can you put your hand where I am? Let me put her hand in. Don't be afraid. Hey, look. Somebody that was totally blind, right? What do you see? What does this look like? Look straight. What does this look like? Can you tell what this is? Huh? You don't. You can see it, but you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. What kind of shape? Can you see the shape? I just want to check out what she's seeing. I know she can see the image, but can you tell me what color it is? Or does it look black? Does it look white, purple, green, orange, pink, blue? What color are you still just seeing? White or black? What are you seeing? Ma'am. Yeah, it is the light. But look over here. What does that look like to you? You can't see the color. You can just see it. That's doggone good. Somebody give God praise.
Mm-mm. Please stop. Please stop.
Prophet.
Yes.
The woman would lay.
Yeah.
Ask. Be able to see real. Waking up with this trait down me on life support because I stopped breathing, had to induce me, had to put me into on life support. And all I remember through all of that is that the Lord took me to the Father's house. Listen to the way as I was laying. The Lord took me to the my Father's mansions. So he permitted me to go to the Father's house, but then after he took me to the Father's house, he said, let's take a walk and let's go to the different mansions. I said, what do you mean, the different mansions? He said, I got something that I want to show you. I'm giving you access to the mansions. And so he began to take me to these mansions. And in one of the mansions, I saw different types of body parts, organs, and all kinds of stuff. He took me to other parts of the mansions and mansions, you know, inside of the house. And the Lord said that, Russell, he said, I want to empty out the mansions so I can replenish them. He said, I have so much that I want to give the people. But he said, it's according to their faith, oh God. I said, I hear you. He says, now it's time for you to go back to earth. I know this sounds weird. I know it sounds crazy. But he said, now it's time for you to go back to earth. And he said, you need to let the people know. He says, we can pray for miracles, signs and wonders, and it will happen. But he says, it's according to your faith. That's why he says you have to have faith tiny than a mustard seed. And then the Lord said, he said, Russell, tell my people there is a supernatural faith that will cause heaven to be penetrated, to be opened up, and things will be what? Released from the heavenlies. So tonight, I want to encourage you to join your faith with my faith. You can call in at 516-900-13. If you want special prayer, you can call in now at 516-590-135. I want to hear from you because I'm telling you, there's somebody right now, I'm feeling it by the Spirit of the living God, that I feel a pain that is in your head. God help me, Holy Ghost. There's a pain that's inside of your head. It's like a shooting pain. And the Lord said that when I begin to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for you now, whether you call in or not, listen, the Lord is going to heal you and make you whole. See, you have to know the difference between a healing and wholeness. When you cut a pie, it comes out as a whole pie. Come on. Okay? But then when you cut a slice, it's no longer whole. So the Lord saying tonight is that not only I'm going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. So then you'll be able to walk in the fullness of what I have for you. There's many of you out there that you have an assignment to do for the Father, and what's going on is causing you to miss the assignment because your body is racking in pain, or you have some mental issue that's going on that causes you to hear one thing and not the voice of the Lord. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. So, Father, right now, as I stretch my hands, I pray now for those that are having these bad headaches. I release the blue fire. That's the fire of purification. That's the fire of healing. Come now. Be thou made whole.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command those sharp pains in your head to go now. The woman that's been having issues in her lower stomach area, I command you now to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed now. I command cancer by the power of the living God to be healed right now. Come on and call that number, 516-590-0135. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, the Lord is here tonight to see about your needs. As I said earlier, that the horse and the rider is being overthrown. Watch this. Whatever the horse, whatever the enemy is carrying, whatever the enemy is riding on, that too shall be overthrown. Lord have mercy. You are being healed by the power of God. Somebody's back, your lower back. Matter of fact, it's the L4 and the L4, L5, L6. There's some space in between there, and God is healing you right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you need special prayer, we do ask at this time that you go ahead and call it 516-590-0135. Don't hesitate on it. Don't hesitate on it. The Lord is here to see about your need. Do we have a caller? Hello, caller. Please state your first name.
Sharon Chaney.
Sharon Chaney. Bless you.
Yes.
Oh.
Bless you.
Bless you. Prophetess Sharon Chaney. Yes, ma'am. How can we help you today?
I need prayer for my kidneys.
You need prayer for your kidneys. Put your hands on your kidneys right now.
Yes.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and take your hand and put it on my hand from your screen. Father God, in the name of Yahshua, Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
I speak. Woman of God, be made whole. I command your kidneys to line up with the word of God. Now in the name of Jesus, for the warehouse, and I pray now a delivery of a new kidneys come to her now. I release the blue fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be thou made whole right now. Be healed.
Yes, God.
Be healed.
Yes, God.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be thou made whole. Kidneys line up.
Yes.
Yebo, shy. Kidneys line up. And we tell you, thank you. I command the pain to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I speak to your pancreas that your pancreas will produce the natural insulin that it needs to produce.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we call you healed.
Yes,
and we
Jesus.
Call you whole.
Yes,
in
sir.
Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
God.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a woman that called prayer for her kidneys. Listen, I'm telling you, the Lord is just a phone call away. Dial that number now. Dial that number now at 516-590-05. Whatever your needs are, you may be needing somebody, your loved one. Hallelujah. There's somebody that's watching. Your loved one is in the hospital right now, and they have diagnosed them with a disease, and they don't really know what to call it. No, it ain't the coronas or whatever you call that virus. I ain't talking about that. They're trying to find out what's going on, and they can't put a finger on it. But the Lord say he know what it is. He said, if you trust me and lean and depend on me. Matter of fact, one of the things they need to do is repent and ask God to forgive them. The Bible, listen, you cannot hold any anger in your heart. The problem is they've been carrying a lot of anger from their childhood. Yeah, I see it. They've been carrying anger in their heart from their childhood, because they didn't get what they wanted. They things happened in their childhood that caused them to be angry. But the Lord said, now is the time for you to release all of that anger. Yeah. So I just want to encourage you by the Spirit of the living God. Yeah, I'm going to pray for business too, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, now I speak to businesses and I command businesses to flourish in this season, in this hour. It looks like it's not going to work out, but I call forth contracts from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the Lord said, if you do business right, I'm going to supersede your expectation. Hallelujah. The Lord is working it out for your good. There's somebody that's getting ready to be audited by the IRS. The Lord said, make sure you have everything in order. We can do the spiritual things, but you also got to do the natural things as well. Produce what they say that needs to produce. If you don't have it, tell them I don't have it. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that he is overturning the case for you. Hallelujah. He's overturning the case for you. We could go all night in this, and I believe that the Lord is going to do something. Matter of fact, someone been having sleepless nights because you've been worrying about your children. You've been worrying about your family. You've been worrying about your marriage. And the Lord say, right where you at, if you begin to lift your hands, I'm going to take full control of the situations. God help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Spirit of the living God, we now to move by your power. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. And Father, no matter what level their faith is on, as long as they operate in the measure, because you told us that you have given everyone the measure of faith. And so, Father, I speak now that they will operate in their measure and they will be able to see the heavenlies be penetrated, the heavenlies to be opened up, and things will be released in the warehouse of glory. So, Father, we say thank you now. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Please state your first name only.
My name is Elaine.
Elaine. Yes, Elaine.
Yes.
How can we assist you? How can we pray for you on tonight?
A healing.
A healing?
Okay. Not just a healing, just pray in general.
Okay, so is this a physical healing?
Healing, yes. Body.
Body, okay. So, Father, now, I speak to this woman's body, Elaine. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, be made whole. Shakata babanda bokushe tebe biki sita boho. Rebe sita bamananda bokushaya. Every area of her body, heal, be made whole. Right now. Direct point in her head that needs to be healed, that needs to be made whole. I speak to now be healed and be made whole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The weakness, I come against the weakness now. The weakness, the brain fogness, I come against that now. I speak to your memory pattern to be made whole now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we call you healed and we call you whole. And may the blue fire consume every part of you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Amen, Sister Lane. Elaine?
Yes. Yes.
That word? Well, bless the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Please. Say that one more time.
I didn't hear you. Hello?
I got something great for you. And it's not just your physical body, but even the things that's going on in the home. God say, I'm sending an angel right there. I'm removing some things out and placing some things in. Trust me in this season, said the Lord. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. So again, 516, I could take a couple of more calls. 516-590-0135. I love this. This is my vein. I could be here all night praying for y'all. I could be here all y'all. Come on and dial that number, 516-590-0135. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine.
How you doing? All right. State your first name for me. I'm sorry, state your first name, please.
Alexis.
Elizabeth.
Alexis.
Okay, Alexis, I'm sorry. Can you state the need of your call tonight?
Prayer.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is there a specific prayer request?
Strength.
Because I have something. Say that one more time. Financial.
Praying for strength.
Praying for strength. Okay, will do. Let me share this with you. When I heard your name, one thing I heard the Lord say that there's some things that have been held up financially. Something, I don't know, there was something old to you that has been held up, and I hear the Lord say that he's releasing it. And even in this season of your weakness, the Lord say the angel of strength is coming to you now. There are some major decisions that you have to make in this season. There are some cutting away that you're going to have to do. He said in this season of springtime, it's time for you to start pruning some things away. Cut off some people in your life. So, Father, now I speak strength. But, Father, you said in your word, the joy of the Lord is her strength. So, Father, now, yeah, I speak joy. Because you can't have joy without strength and strength without joy. So, Father, now I speak to joy to come to her now. And I speak to strength to come upon her now. Hallelujah. That in the time of her weakness, you are there to lift her up. And I thank you for the angel of strength and the angel of joy being right there beside her right now. I thank you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak it and we decree it and declare. I'm introducing you to Mr. and Mrs. Joy Strength. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Welcome. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello, how you doing? How you doing, Prophet?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you? Can you state your first name for me?
First name. My first name is Daryl, Prophet.
Daryl? Okay. All right,
Daryl. Yes.
Yes, sir. And where you calling from, Daryl?
I am calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, Jacksonville, Florida is in the house. All right, praise the Lord. Well, Daryl, what is your prayer request?
Well, at this present time, I am requesting prayer about the schools that the Lord has put on my heart to open up. There's a series of them. And I just prayed about that, and God didn't say just one school. He says five. So
praise
I've been Lord. Keeping that in okay. prayer, and I said, let me just go to man of God in addition to that and put that on the throne of grace and mercy.
Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you heard the request of your son, Daryl. And Father, I pray right now that you will lead and guide him to all truth. Father,
amen.
I pray that he will place this request at the altar, that you will meet him, you will guide him. And when he receives, he will trust you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you now that you will supersede his expectation and you will do what another power can do in his life. Father, I thank you now. I thank you now that you will touch every need, every situation, every thought right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And thank God. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, brother.
Thanks.
My pleasure, sir.
Yeah, blessed night.
You too now. Amen. 516-590-0135. Whatever you need the Lord to do, I'm going to take a couple of more calls, but I'm telling you, listen, we're going to do this thing. You're going to get your miracle. You're going to get your healing. And we thank you now. And we give you glory. In 516-590-05. Amen. It's a few more minutes. As I get ready to close, my God, thought I saw your hand. This man needed to be rescued. He needed help. And so, and I hope I get the story right, but at the end of the story, he said, well, I sent a boat. You wouldn't get on the boat. I saw a helicopter. You wouldn't get on the helicopter. So what else you need? So now what I'm saying is the Lord have sent his servant to serve you tonight. If you don't want to state your name, you don't have to state your name. You're going to say, hey, I just need prayer. And the Lord would meet you at your point. I'm telling you that, listen, I told the other lady just a few minutes ago that there was some major decision. Some of you all have to make some major decisions about business. I have contractors may be watching or connected. You may be connected to someone who deal with contracts, and you have to make the right decision. You have to make the right bid before you put the bid on the table. Listen, call in 516-590-0135. Whatever you need the Lord to do, he is here to see about your need. You can't not give up on God. Listen, somebody that is watching that you literally want to throw in the towel, I come against the spirit of suicide right now. The spirit of suicide, we come against you, not in our name, but in the name of Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Watch the words that you speak. The Bible says that there's life and death in the power of your tongue. What's begun to happen is because you're going through so much. Lord, calm down, Russell. What began to happen is you go through so much and you start speaking negatively. Negative things begin to come out of your mouth. And the Lord said, you got to learn how to reverse what you speak. Let's go back again. I know the doctor said that you had this. I know the doctors diagnosed you with whatever you were diagnosed with. I know the doctor may say you may be schizophrenia and bipolar. Yeah, it may be true, but take your medicine and pray over your medicine. Oh, Lord, I think I'm going to get in trouble on that one. You pray over that medicine and you take it until God fully heal you, till he fully make you whole. Come on. Matter of fact, let me speak to the person that is dealing with the spirit of anxiety. We talked about earlier, it's time for you to come out of the cave. Let me speak to the pastor that is scared, male or female, that is scared and worrying about somebody's taking your members, taking your sheep from your pastor. Listen, you don't need to be scared of that. Because if they are truly connected to the vision, Lord have mercy. Let me say it like this. What you need to do is go. I hope I don't get in trouble. I may not be back on the broadcast. I may not be back on the live. But you need to go back and revisit your vision and share the vision with the people. The problem is, beloveds, I'm talking to my leaders now. The problem is, beloveds, they don't have a clear vision because you don't have a clear vision. And the Lord said, you know, listen, we came into this new year and I keep hearing people talking about 2020 is 2020 vision. No, 2020 is not 2020 vision. 2020, you knowing your assignment. Are y'all here tonight? So what I'm saying is, though the vision may tarry, you still got to wait. So he's giving you opportunity to represent the vision. Hello, caller. I have two callers on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Caller? I'm one.
Yes.
Can you state your first name?
Lynn.
Lynn. God bless you, Sister Lynn.
Yes.
Is there anything specific that you want prayer for?
Yes, my eyesight.
Hallelujah. Is it both eyes or is it just one eye?
Both eyes.
Take both of your hands and put them on your eyes. I feel the Lord. Did they say it was a glaucoma?
No, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure they didn't say it was glaucoma.
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. I'll put your hand on your eyes. I'm getting excited. That's all that is. I'm getting excited. Father God,
okay.
In the name of Jesus, I
yes,
speak
Lord.
To
yes, Lord.
Eyes. And I command her eyes to be illuminated now. I command
yes,
her
Lord.
Eyes open now. I pray that you will go.
Yes,
fact, this is what the Lord is doing. He's scraping away a film that's behind your eyes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though it's not glaucoma, but that's like a film or something. Like almost like a haze. Of something that's over your eyes. And I hear the Lord say,
yes.
Take the Holy Ghost Skyper, scraper, and he's scraping away that film
yes.
from your eyes right now. Now, eyes line up with the word. I call her heal and I call her whole. May the fire, the blue fire of the Holy Ghost, rest on her eyes now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The pressure in the eyes now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yep, there it is.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Receive it right there.
Lord Jesus.
I feel like I'm
thank
in the
you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, receive it.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the next 3 days,
Lord.
I want you, listen to me. Listen to my instructions. I want you to get
okay.
a bottle of water. Matter of fact, after you get off of the line, I want you to get a bottle of water. Do you?
Yes.
Are you able to get a bottle of water now? Do you have a bottle of water?
Excuse me? Sure.
Are you able to? Okay, can you go get a bottle of water real quickly and let me know when you get this water?
Oh,
I feel the Lord.
Okay.
As she's getting this bottle of water, I want the rest of you that's watching me, I did this in the month of January, February, and I prayed over water, and miracles came over Facebook, testimonies came over Facebook about the water that I prayed over and how the Lord anointed this water, and people got healed through me just praying over Facebook with water. Do you have that water now?
Hello, I have the water.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to pray over this water, and I want you to wash your eyes. Just take it and put your hand and wash your eyes. And you're going to literally feel the power of the Lord Jesus Christ going to come upon you. Don't use all the water. For the next 2 days, I want you to use that same bottle of water and wash your eyes. When you first wake up in the morning, wash your eyes. When you go to bed at night, wash your eyes with this water. And that throbbing, I know I sense in the Holy Spirit, there was some throbbing going on in your eyes. So, Father, now, I pray over this water now, that as she begins to use this water, it's sanctified, it's purified in the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, now, you expect miracles, signs, and wonders to take place through this water as you wash your eyes. And we will will call us and give us a testimony that she is made whole and she is healed because you washed her eyes. The prophet in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're so welcome. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm all right.
Very good. Can you state your first name and the reason why you're calling?
Yeah, my name is Jerry.
Okay, Brother Jerry, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, where are you calling
from? Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Jacksonville in the house again. I got to keep reminding myself to ask people where they're calling from. I'd like to know. Okay, the reason for your call, sir?
Yeah, I just want to pray for direction.
Direction. Okay. I'm gonna pray for direction. But let me say this. When I heard your voice, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said that revisit some relationships. You can be the person that always giving, but no one's giving back to you. Okay? And so before you make a major decision, go back and ask the Lord to make sure the decision that you're supposed to be making is the right decision. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Am I making sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm understanding.
Did he say yes? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sometimes the background, I couldn't hardly hear you. Okay. So, Father, now, I pray now that as this young man seeks you for direction, I pray that he will even go back and revisit relationships. I pray now, Father, that you would lead him and guide him, that you would speak to him. He would trust you and believe you, that he would not hear, matter of fact, I cancel every voice but your voice, Father. I hear the Lord say there's too many voices speaking in your ear. And when they're speaking in your ear, they are leaving some residue. And that residue is getting in your spirit of making clear decisions. And clear direction by hearing the voice of the Lord in Jesus' name. And I hear you asking the question, how do I hear the voice of the Lord? He will speak to you in a calm voice. He will speak to you in a way that nobody else will speak to you. It may be through a billboard. It may be through a commercial. Be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Clear direction. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hello. Hello, caller. How are you? We got to do a... Okay, amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, I'm excited in what the Lord is doing. And I know God has more blessings, more miracles, because the warehouse of heaven is open up. And I'm going to do a closing prayer. Do a closing prayer. And it's going to cover your needs. It's going to cover what you want the Lord to do. And if you just lift your hands and let the Lord minister to you now. Father, I ask you to touch every need. Every need. Whatever the people are going through that's on this line, I speak to your body, I speak to your mind, I speak to your spirit, I speak to your soul. Come up a little higher and be healed and be made whole. I come against the spirit of rejection. I come against the spirit of anger and frustration. Yes, Papa, your word says be angry and sin not. So, Father, now I speak to those that are angry and begin to sin. I come against every addiction, every habit right now. I speak total healing and total restoration. I speak to the pastor. I speak to the bishop, the apostle. I speak to the fivefold ministry now that want to give up and want to throw in the towel, that want to commit suicide. I rebuke their spirit and I plead the blood of Jesus right now, and I command you now to be healed and to be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Father. There's somebody that's watching me now and you want to be saved. Somebody's watching me now and you want to be saved. You're tired of the mess that you're in, you're tired of the things that you're going through. You may know somebody that want to be saved and you want to stand in proxy. I remember my late apostle, R.J. Washington, used to always do this in the altar call. He said that there's somebody out there that you may know that want to be saved. And they may not be here, but you can stand in proxy for them. Stand in proxy for them. We're going to pray right now. Listen, those of you that's going to repeat this prayer after me, you can repeat this prayer 1,000 times and nothing would never, ever happen. But you can repeat it this one time and believe it from your heart. And you will be saved on this day. Say, dear Lord, I come to you as a sinner. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry of everything that I have done. I ask you to come into my life. Save me. Wash me in your blood. Forgive me for what I have done. In the name of Jesus, I'm sorry. Come into my life and save me. I confess that I'm a sinner. But this day, I receive you. Thank you, Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name. And say, oh, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I am saved. I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, you may not have anywhere in the Jacksonville, Florida area, any surrounding areas. I want to come to the Hospital Church of Jacksonville, Florida, where Bishop and Pastor Jackson are the founders and the pastors of this great church. We are co-laborers together. Listen, the information will be posted somewhere in this live. And we just thank God for what he has done and what he's going to do.
Prophet, God has used you tonight. The Spirit of God was on you tonight. You prayed for the people. It blessed us to see the God in you. Man of God, I saw you just walk heavy tonight. That gift of God that's on your life, walk heavy. And Monday and Tuesday nights is where we allow the Spirit of God to be loosed up in here, that we can see him move and yokes to be destroyed. On Thursday night, we talk about world issues. But Tuesday night is where we allow the Spirit of God just to take over. And even those that are in our audience now, those that are with us, have to know that the Spirit of God is, it got so good they went and got my hoop triggers. It got good to us. Yes, sir. It got good to us. Yeah. Show my hoop triggers. Do one. Do one. We'll do one. Yeah. Yeah. It got good to us tonight. How can people reach you?
You can reach me on Facebook. I am on Facebook under Prophet Russell Taylor. If you want to contact me personally, you can at area code 904-400-9244. I am here to pray for you. I'm here to just to love on you. And I will always redirect you back to your leader. That's a key point. I will always redirect you back to your leader. But I am here to intercede and pray for you. So, again, Facebook Live under Prophet Russell Taylor.
Okay. Tonight, you've operated in your gifts. So if there's anyone that wants to sow into your ministry, you know you.
My Cash App is Prophet Russell Taylor. So that's $ Prophet Russell Taylor, RussellTaylor. So that's $ Prophet Russell Taylor.
Okay, we want them to be able to sow into you. Tonight, we believe that God moved in here. Now, let's touch and agree. We got a caller.
Hello, caller, how are you? Caller, how are you? Well, bless the Lord, caller, how are you? Amen. Caller, are you on the Are you on the air? Amen. Well, Father, whatever the need is for this caller, we pray right now that you will do it for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
We talked about leaders, and there are pastors that are watching. There are lay leaders that are watching, and they're in the middle of a struggle. And I want us to pray for that. Can you pray, Prophet,
yes,
for that?
Father God, we touch and agree with every leader, whatever place of leadership that they are in. Father, I pray that they will begin to come out of the struggle. And Father, I pray right now that divine power will be released over their lives. I pray, God, that they will begin to talk to you and they will be able to even connect with someone that's above their level. We intercede on their behalf now. We hold up their arms in the spirit right now. Father, I pray now that they will not give in the towel. They won't throw it in because you're going to throw it back at them. Because it is their assignment to do what you called and chosen them to do. So, Father, now I rebuke stress, worryation. We deflate that balloon now of anxiety and worryation. And we speak the shalom, the peace of God, to rest in and around their lives. And may you will call their face to shine upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God.
Well, it's been good that we be here tonight, I
yes.
tell you. I tell you, look at somebody in your house and say,
it's good
that we're here tonight.
We're here tonight.
I tell somebody,
it's good
that we're here tonight. I'm looking for God
to meet the people
at the point they're at.
Touch
somebody and say,
miracles
are happening tonight. I tell you, the prophet came on through here with signs and wonders. I still believe in miracles.
Yes.
The prophetess of God came through here and declared miracles, and the prophet of God has also declared the same word. We've got to get out of here tonight. Thank y'all so much for your support. Is it another call? Come on, we'll take that call. Caller?
Hello.
State
Hello?
Your first name, Holy.
For me?
Yes, you.
Oh, my name is Cornelius.
Hey, Cornelius. What would you like God to do for you tonight?
That he will continue to connect me with the right people, cover me, protect me from anything that's not of him, and allow the gift that he's placing me to continue to open the right doors and finance the increase.
Awesome. That's awesome. The prophet's with us. Pray, prophet.
Yes, Lord. Before I pray, are you a tight pair?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Father, now we thank you, and we give you glory. He has confessed it, that he was a tight pair. So, Father, by his words that he confessed, we pray now that you would do whatever needs to be done in his finances, that he was so in the right places, he was so on good grounds, he would continue to be a tight pair, and he would be able to do what you call him to do. I pray for right connections now. In the name of Jesus, Father, every distraction, we come against it now. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God.
Thank you.
We bless God for you. Where are you located? What city are you located in?
I'm in Florida.
Are you in Jacksonville by any chance?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm near Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay.
Someone inboxed me to call this number.
We have a great church
that we're connected to in that area. It's called Monument of Faith, and it's in the Fort Lauderdale area, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. Look them up. It's a great church if you're looking for
okay.
a great covering. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm from Palm Beach, but I travel full-time ministry. I'm actually on a television show called Sunday Best, but so I travel full-time ministry. I'm this way near Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, because it's closer for me with ministry assignments, because I minister and song at a lot of churches this way, and also I'm closer to the airport to fly out for ministry assignments.
So you're currently on Sunday's Best now?
Yes, sir. I'm just on this season just passed.
Okay. So have you been to Jacksonville yet?
I ministered in Tampa. Actually, no, I don't believe I ever ministered in Jacksonville yet. No, sir.
Well, I'm glad you called in. They'll take your number down, and someone from my staff is going to contact you. If you haven't been to the hospital church, you haven't been to a church yet in Florida. So we want you to come. Enjoy the wonders of what God does in this great church. It's a multicultural church with people from all around the world. So someone from
okay,
my staff will follow up. Glad to make that connection.
You have a pen?
All right.
I'll give you the number now.
Okay.
Oh, 5-6-9.
Well, my staff already took it down. You need them to give it to you?
Yeah.
My staff already took it down from the caller ID when you called in.
Okay, perfect. All right, okay. All right. Okay. Well, then God bless you, because I'm here to about to order food
Thank
right
you.
Now. So you have the number, though, Mr. 577 number.
All right. We got
Hello?
It.
Hello? Okay. All right. Thank
we
you. Nice meeting
have
you. God bless you.
God bless
All right, you.
Eat
too.
That food. Oh, big man, believe it. The caller.
We're blessed to be caller. How are you? Hello, caller. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. We lost that caller. Well, it's been a good night, Prophet Russell.
Yes.
And I tell you, you got in here and the Lord used you and folks start calling in. It took them a little while, but momentum. I think we own this, Prophet.
Yes, we are. We really are.
I think God going to do something.
Yes.
Well, thank you for all you that have shared with us tonight and countless numbers of people have been here. Before we leave, is that final word from you?
Just know your assignment and don't let nobody deter you from your assignment and get hooked up with the right connection.
What from the big men here, we standing here holding it down tonight. Now, we give love to Pastor Vicky.
Yes.
We love her dearly, my wife, and to your wife in her absence.
Yes, Pastor Sheila.
And Apostle, not Apostle, but Prophet is Caldwell, and
yes.
Overseer Caldwell as
yes.
well. And to all of the leaders, Pastor Mike's and all of those that are at this church that hold our hand, this is a place that we allow the fivefold ministry to be in operation. We're getting ready to go. Father, we thank you tonight for what our eyes have seen, but what most importantly, what our ears have heard. God, as we get ready to leave here, we pray your grace be upon us, God. God, I know they're preparing and they're getting all my outro and all of those things together to end us out, God. But God, I want you to touch the hearts of God.
Yes.
That our main, the reason we're here, God.
Yes.
Don't let a house, God,
yes.
be the same, God. Somebody may be listening in the car, God.
Yes.
Let your Holy Ghost power be in the car, God. Let it saturate the house, God, because they've listened to us in the house, God.
Yes.
Let the thief and the crook not be able to break in, God.
Yes.
And every demonic spirit that tries possession of the house, let the spirit of infirmity
yes.
that be in their body be driven out now
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We declare the faith of God, the wisdom of God, and the power of God be upon the people of God. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, turn that down. And we're so thankful and blessed. You, peace, blessings, the joy of the Lord be with you.
Shalom,
and shalom, beloved. And noise in your hands. I have an outro. It's an outro. No, it's a family. I have a new logo. I have a new logo and stuff.
Are we all? Like, are we muted?
Yeah.